When a corset is properly applied, it can do wonderful things. But when it's improperly applied, it just gets a bad rap.
Mm. Yeah.
And that makes me DeLulu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much for joining us down the River Rapids today. We got joining us in the canoe, in the producer seat, is Cosmo from The Cosmo Show. What's up?
How you doing?
I am so good. I'm so glad that you're here. It feels like it's been forever.
It has. It feels like it's been forever. Yes.
When it really hasn't, though. It hasn't been that long, but it always feels long when we're away from each other.
You know, that's what happens when we, like, bank episodes, and it's like, okay, cool, we take a break, and then blah, 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 and we come back later, and then life gets in the way, and then boom. So.
I know. It's so good, but it's also not great for us as friends.
This is true.
But speaking of friends, we actually have a very exciting guest today that I've been, like, trying to get in here for so long, but, like, life has just been a little busy for all of us, but we're excited that you finally made it. We've got Lauren St. Lauren here.
Hi!
I'm so happy you're here.
I am thrilled to be here. I know we've had a couple, like, scheduling snafus, and we've been back and forth and just trying to nail down schedules, and it's been hectic, but you know what? We're here now, and it's going to be great.
Yes, woo-hoo! We're here. We made it. I feel like that's like typical for LA, though, is that everybody is working on like 85 projects at once.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So when I'm like, do you have time for an 86th project? And normally you're always like, oh yeah, I got time for you. And this time I was kind of the one who dropped the ball, but it happens. We're here.
It's tit for tat, man. It's all good.
It's all even. Good. We're here. But if you guys don't know, Lauren St. Lauren actually has worked on many of my iconic cosplays throughout the year. But that's not like the only thing that you do. Like you have so much
I mean, it's,
going
it's
on.
It's expanded so much since I like really started. I mean, it's because starting in like the cosplay community and then really falling into film and television and getting into doing a lot of stuff like that, commercials and music videos. And now I'm going on tour with a band that I do costumes for. So it's just, I'm getting ready to live on a tour bus for a month in a few weeks.
That's
so
fun.
It's
fun. I've done
fun.
That before.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
The way you said fun didn't exactly give fun
No,
vibes.
It is fun. Our job for wardrobe is so intensive that sometimes it's like just an entire month of like 14-hour days and very little sleep and then sleeping on a bus. It's fun though. You get to do some stuff.
I like sleeping on the bus because it's the vibrations and moving around that puts me to sleep like hardcore. So
yeah, I get okay sleep on the bus when I have time to sleep is my point.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
But also trying to repair costumes in a moving tour bus. Especially these costumes light up, so we're like soldering wires in a moving tour bus, and it's great. It's a good time.
So
it's super
cool.
Dangerous. I love it.
Can you tell us who the band is or not?
Yeah, it's the Living Tombstone. They do all the all the Five Nights at Freddy's music,
and
and then Sam Haft, one of the lead singers. He also does all the Has-Been Hotel and all that music and stuff. I know.
No, we love Sam. We've had him on this show.
Oh, yes.
And I was like geeking out like I'm sweating right now at the thought of that episode. Please go back and watch it because I was so nervous. Because I'm like,
oh my God, he's such a sweetheart.
I'm not like a fangirl of him, but like after hearing like his whole story and everything, I was like, bro,
Sam is basically amazing. Family now. I've like lived with Sam and the band for like months
this
out of this year.
Creepy.
This is so wild.
Like how this is 7 degrees separation from
yeah.
there, I swear. It's just
will
nuts.
You like please remind him that I'm cool and like not creepy? That'd be super great.
Oh, sure. I can
I think he thinks I'm a little creepy, but that's okay.
We saw him at the premiere for Hell of a Boss. And I was like, is that him? It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go say hi. I walked over, I'm like, Sam, how you doing? Blah blah blah. Met his wife and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, that's all. Yeah, you should go, Dare.
Yeah, and his stepdaughter was interning for me at the castle,
wow.
The studio,
because
she wants to go to fashion school and stuff.
Awesome.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean,
I went up
the
and
band
said
is like
hi.
Family now. They're so cool. And I just did a music video on Monday for Yoav, who's the other part of Living Tombstone.
Yep.
So,
oh, cool. Yeah. I've seen his stuff around a lot.
You should have Yoav on. He's so adorable. And
I mean,
you guys could talk video games forever.
Maybe you could help
Absolutely.
Be the connection. Because it's easy to get people, I guess, like that we know really well on the show. But it's like we're kind of at the point now where we've had so many of our friends on that we're trying to like grow past that phase of the bubble. And we've had a lot of people that once we ask them and we set up the date, they either like cancel or like things come up, and we're accommodating. Like we get it. Like it's not paid. It's just a great way to promote yourself. But it's hard when they don't have, like, my friends know I'd be really mad at them, but like this random stranger that doesn't know me, you know, wouldn't be mad kind of thing. But maybe you can be the tether.
They're all so chill, honestly. Yeah. They're such sweet boys. I love my boys.
I like to get to know somebody before I invite them to my show. And Luckily enough, everybody I invite on my show are friends because they do amazing stuff. They've always done amazing stuff. And
Well, we like to just collect amazing people. Yeah. Yes. Collect our little jewels of friends.
Yes, my dragon's horde of talented friends.
Yes. Oh, I love it. But speaking of like you and all of your talents and all the many different things you have going on, I was explaining to you earlier that this show, we like to invite our guests to talk about things that they normally don't get the opportunity to talk about. So I'm dying to know, like, what is your DeLulu? Like, what is something that runs rampant through your mind, through your thoughts, that it just makes you kind of go, oh, what is going on?
Things
that make you go, hmm.
There's lots of things that make me go, hmm. But the thing that comes to mind because of your outfit today is Amazon corsets. No tea, no shade. Actually, all tea, all shade.
This one is not from Amazon, though. Okay. Continue.
I'm just teasing you. It's very cute and you look very adorable.
Thanks.
But I'm sure it's also not giving you all the support that you need.
No. I wanted to eat before this, so I kind of...
That's fair. And you're sitting comfortably, which you wouldn't do in a nicely steel-boned corset.
Ooh. Yeah. So for people that don't know, you make exquisite corsets.
Corsets are kind of like my bag, baby.
Mm-hmm. The best.
I do that. A lot. I'm even, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm the seamstress for Playboy now, too. I'm doing all, like, the actual Playboy bunnies.
Wow, really? Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah.
I know.
Am I going to just, like, make you, like, do you want to, like, remind Playboy that I'm still here, too?
They're doing, like, a bunny search right now.
In where? What city?
Here. I mean, I think it's an online thing, but... Oh. Yeah, they're doing like the search for the next bunny.
Dude, you can win it. You can do it.
I've submitted so many times. I'm too big of a star now, I think. I'm just kidding. But that's incredible.
Congrats. It's fun. It's weird. It's crazy. They've had me out in like to various events and like just fitting girls on the fly and like in a hotel room, and it's crazy.
I love that though, that they're hiring women.
Yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a new thing for them, but like, I love that.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah, custom corsets mm-hmm. is my bag. And I love it. But one of the things that makes me crazy is, I mean, it's not so much the Amazon corset of it all, but expecting something from an Amazon corset that you're not going to get. So like expecting like Kim Kardashian, like waist training from like a $20 Amazon corset. It's just really unrealistic. So like, people need to get their expectations a little bit closer to home. Like in order to really get like that hourglass figure, you need like the custom, like an actual waist trainer, which is not something you're going to buy off the shelf or off the rack. Like, and they don't come like small, medium, large. Like, if it's not a corset.
It's not going to do that thing that you want it to do.
It's not. And yeah, making sure like the materials are of higher quality. So like anything that is going to be under $100 is probably not going to do what you're asking it to do just because of the quality of materials and things like that. So especially with the Kardashian of it all in like modern pop culture and like having that super hourglass figure is like the popular thing. Whereas like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, it was just like super rail thin or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like super like bulimic thin is coming heroin back now. Chic. I guess that's coming back now. I'm not into it. I Same. Like the curvier, badonkadonk situation. Yeah. Like, I'm super into that. Which also goes with like the tiny waist and like the extreme hourglass of like the bust waist hip ratio, which obviously lends itself really well to what I do and corsets and all that other stuff. So I'm always into that. But in doing so, in that being in the pop culture lexicon right now, there's so many like bad there's so much bad information about corsets and corsetry, yeah, and waist trainers, which is just like an elastic thing with like hooks and eyes in the front. Like, that's not going to do shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It makes me crazy.
The misinformation of it all, I think, is like the big overarching issue with it, because I think people are now taught that $20 corset is going to do that.
We're just, even the word corset is, yeah, also a thing that bothers me whenever they call things corsets that are not corsets.
Ooh.
Like, people will call like those like elastic waist trainer things corsets. That's not a corset.
Oh, what makes a corset a corset?
If you can't breathe.
Well, no. And it's not even about not breathing. Like, you learn how to breathe in a corset. You just breathe a little differently. So it's not about like hurting yourself or hurting your body or altering.
Breaking your ribs.
Yeah. It's not about that. It's, mm-hmm, if you do it correctly and safely, then there are ways to go about it. But I would consider a corset to be something that would be steel boned, mm-hmm, with like the heavy cotille or a heavy cotton material as the base layer, and lacing so that you're actually like cinching. Cause like the lacing is where you get like the cinch, versus like something that stretches with a hook and eye isn't going to be doing, yeah, that like that, mm-hmm, you need it to do, like from yanking the laces like you do for Scarlett O'Hara, you know, mm-hmm, like that's what really gets you that like snatched look.
Yeah.
And I mean, over time, when you are wearing waist trainers correctly, you can get that like crazy vavoom, mm-hmm, shape, like, yeah.
So without hurting yourself, essentially.
Without hurting yourself. Yeah. It's a time commitment kind of thing, more so than like, you're not going to achieve those results like in one sitting while you're lacing this corset. Like, people that are serious about waist training wear them daily and, mm, like,
wow,
take care of themselves and wear them correctly and properly and do the means of maintenance and, mm-hmm, stuff, not only for their body, but for the corset as well.
It's like, dang, the opposite of stretching your ear holes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, yes.
Instead of shrinking and like putting it tight, you're just putting like weights.
The gauges or whatever.
Gauges, yeah, and you're going one at a time.
Yeah, gradual. Yeah. It's a gradual thing. Like, yeah, so if you're going to go into like waist training with a corset, like you start at one size and then gradually we get like the next size down. We get the next size down and we like tighten in that waist. Or in custom corset, we'll take out just some in the pattern, at least. We'll take it out from the waist. So we're not taking as much, mm, out from like the ribs and the hips, but we're just tightening that waist a little bit more and tightening that waist a little bit more until we're really achieving that.
Yeah.
That crazy hourglass that we all love.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Love that.
Mm-hmm. It's a commitment though. Like, as someone who has made corsets for like 20 plus years, mm-hmm, like I can't waist train because I really like slouching and eating food.
Yeah. Slouching.
Two of my favorite things.
And I mean, the corset shape too is kind of like stomach training as well, because you can't eat as much essentially. Yeah. I mean, because it's kind of putting everything
together.
I mean,
you're squeezing everything. So, yeah, like, yeah, it does suppress your appetite to an extent, which also, like, helps with the waist training aspect of it. Because, like, yeah, it is, like, a built-in portion control thing. So, if that's, mm-hmm, what you're going for, then it's definitely a great help. It also can help with, like, scoliosis and back support and other sorts of things when it's well made. So, yeah, it's just... When a corset is properly applied, it can do wonderful things. But when it's improperly applied, it just gets a bad rap.
Mm. Yeah.
And that makes me delulu.
I totally understand why. Like, misinformation can really damage not only like careers, but also like tradition and like customs that we all do. And it is interesting that like you were tying it to the Kardashians, because that's where I first was introduced to it, to, yeah, corsets, even though they've been around for way, way, longer.
But I think they're the rise of like of coming away from that like super skinny girl, mm-hmm, look of like the 90s and the early 2000s, like where it's just everybody was like real thin and that was like in. But then I think the Kardashians kind of like pulled it back into like that more curvy thing. Not saying, yeah, that the Kardashians are like a healthier body positivity situation, because it's
right
grain of salt here, mm-hmm, but but like, I don't know, celebrating a, yeah, curvier figure. And then obviously we get into like the other celebrities that are maybe a little bit like more plus size and stuff, and then really celebrating those, the curves more.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you on the whole, like, I don't know that, like, the 90s thin look is for me, per se, as somebody who's never really been that thin and petite. But, yeah, I think just, like, celebrating what you have and, like, making small adjustments to your diet or your exercise to me has, like, always been the way to go, rather than, like, trying to completely change who you are and sure. what you look like. But yeah, I just like, if you were ever looking for an example of a corset, one that you made for me was my Poison Ivy, that you, I've brought back to you a couple times to be like, could you maybe put in a side zip? And you're like, no, like, no, absolutely not. And I'm like, fair enough. It is your craft. I totally understand. But that
zippers and corsets are not a good combo, just because the zipper will break before the corset will. So I don't like to put zippers in corsets.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Like, I totally get, like, why.
That's why we have the busk.
Yes.
Like, the hook and knob that you see in the front of some corsets, it doesn't really work for, like, the bunny style corsets, like your,
right.
Like your Poison Ivy. So it doesn't quite work as well. But yeah, that's the other thing that makes me a little crazy. When you see the busk, mm-hmm. it's always supposed to be right over left. And so when I'm out at like Ren fairs or costume parties, it is one of my peeves of all peeves to see upside down corsets. Because like when you have like a waist cincher.
Yeah.
They kind of look similar to like 180 flipped, yeah. but like I'm immediately clocking it if I see that busk backwards, because then mm-hmm. you know that the corset is on upside down. But like sometimes you'll even see, like I've even seen on some, in some magazines and billboards and things, somebody styling an outfit with an upside down corset and like very clearly like cups.
Yeah. You can see the hips.
Yeah. Ooh. Because it's supposed to be up here and it makes me crazy.
Maybe it's the new thing. Yeah?
No, it's hip not. Cups. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
And it's a mistake by some stylist that doesn't know what a corset is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's be like, it looks fine. And then I'm driving around LA. There was like famously a billboard from the show Weeds. Mm-hmm. And the lead actress was wearing an upside down corset. And it was like a picture of her in a spider web.
I remember that one.
Yeah. And she's wearing an upside down corset. And it literally made me just like cringe every time I looked at it.
I would never noticed.
I know, but I mean, for me, it's like zeroing in.
It's like, yeah, you know exactly what to look for.
And I've been that girl at Ren Fair where I will like, and I try to be as nice about it as I can, but I will pull a girl aside and be like, hey, your corset's on upside down. Do you want my help to fix it? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I do for a living. Please let me help you.
Yeah, yeah, which is so nice of you, you know?
In like, that condescending way I do sometimes.
Yes. I mean, I think that's the best way to do it nicely.
I mean, I try to be as nice as I can because like, right. maybe she doesn't know. But like, also, please don't wear your corset upside down.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I've been that person a couple of times. Like, I've probably taken photos and went upside down. But I've worn them enough now that I have that familiarity, but not as good as you, obviously. But.
Oh, another one. If anybody's watched the show The Magicians, they did a lot of upside down corsets in like the fantasy world in Magicians.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I loved that show. So I was just like, every time I saw it.
You know, speaking of shows, they did that in The Mandalorian. And it's first season. It's the Scout Troopers.
Oh.
The knee pads were upside down.
What? Really?
And all the fans went nuts. The ones with the details, you know, people like my friends like Elliot and you know Elliot. And like, they were like, yeah, upside down. The knee pads were upside down. Like, and I was like, that. I didn't even notice it. But I don't cosplay that. I don't.
It's all in the shape.
It's all in the shape. But they were, every time I looked at them, I'm like, are they upside down? Because they look right side up. I wouldn't know the difference. Now, if it's Mandalorian armor, I could tell because I'm used to that. But everybody, they got hit up. It was bad. So somebody got fired in the costume department.
Mm.
But they also used, I think, was it 500 extras that were actually like Rebel Legion, yeah, like costume clubs? Yeah,
didn't they get 501st people to come out and do extras?
LA, yeah, the LA garrison for that last episode. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they were the background. The two scout troopers were actually on camera talking. So that had to have been costume, like actual on set costume. Like,
yeah, I mean, somebody had to give them the thumbs up before they went on set.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing, like right. wearing especially something upside
Star
down.
Wars. Yeah. Like, I mean, especially Star Wars. Like, they have the budget to have enough people on hand to, like, clock yeah. that.
Like, yeah. that's so bad. Like, it, to me, it just kind of shows that, like, it's sloppy. And, so, like, when those little mistakes, it makes it look like they don't care, you know? And it's like, ugh, you need to care because we all care. But that's, I can't even wearing something upside down. I'm like such a big project and on a billboard. Like,
it was a billboard. How? There was a billboard. How? It was everywhere. Ouch. When that season came out. Yep. It made me crazy.
It was one across the street from my house.
So were you looking at it like out your window being like, yeah. And if it was me and living in your house, I would have been like, that upside down corset is haunting me.
That would have killed you.
It would have.
Like every day, you're just like ripping my window chair. Like,
you go up there, you cut it out, and you put it right side up.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Just like a little X-Acto knife up there on a ladder.
Yeah. Honestly, that would be a vibe. That would be such a vibe. You're like, I got this.
A woman with blue hair just straight out vandalized a billboard.
No, I corrected the billboard officer.
Yes, so as you're being taken to jail.
I corrected it. I fixed it.
Take that to court.
It was wrong. I fixed it.
You're welcome. This is what you should be saying.
You're welcome.
Because they're hauling you to jail and you're just like, whatever.
Fire that one person.
I mean, it would be worth that vandalism on your record, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It would be.
Maybe.
It'd be a good story.
It would be a good story. But we're telling the fictional version of the story right now. So it's yes. a pretty good story, I think.
It's true.
So we can pretend it's true.
Yes, it's true.
You're hardcore. True. Yeah.
So hardcore.
You're so hardcore. I believe
my record for vandalizing billboards.
Please make that the clip we use to promote this episode. Like, please. That way people are like, I'm sorry, what? And you're just like, yeah, did it.
So hardcore.
Did it. I'm super hardcore. So what's like one of your favorite projects that you've worked on done since we've talked about things that drive you crazy? Like, what's like your favorite thing to talk about to people that makes you like, ooh?
Well, I mean, I feel like my entire universe has been taken up by Living Tombstone this year, at least, like, because we went we've already been on tour. We went to Europe.
Wow.
We went to Australia and Asia, and we went to Mexico and South America, and we're about wow. to launch the US tour in a few weeks, and it's 6 weeks in two buses.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're going all around. We're going up into Canada a little bit, and all down through the Northeast, down through Florida and Texas, and cool. then across to Phoenix and LA, and then back up to Portland and Seattle. It's crazy. It's
wow.
Seriously, like,
yeah, I've done that once. From San Diego up to San Francisco, up to Seattle, into like what was it, Vancouver? I can't remember where it
Vancouver
was.
Vancouver would be Seattle.
After
yeah.
Seattle, yeah. And then we went to Montreal, and then we went back down to Arizona, and then Vegas, and then we went to New Mexico. It was like nuts.
Yeah.
And then San Jose, and then end at the Palladium.
Nice.
But yeah. That was a long, long time.
Yeah. It's going to be very busy and
wow,
crazy.
Yeah.
But we've had some fun stories. It's always hectic, just especially traveling with as much gear as we have, because like, their costumes are so complicated with all the lights and the other things that go into them. So each costume has one, sometimes two entire pelican cases that we're traveling with. So for all of the costumes, we have 8 pelican cases of gear.
Wow.
So when we were doing some of these international shows, we were flying from each show to the next with checking all of our gears on the airlines. And it was an absolute nightmare.
I can't even imagine.
We would get to the airport like 3-4 hours before our flights, just because it took like an hour and a half to check like 45 pieces of luggage in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
insane.
And like, man, some of the airlines, whoo, some of them do not have their stuff together.
As long as it wasn't Spirit, you're fine.
It wasn't, but honestly, it might have been worse.
No!
Some of our stories.
Wow. But have they taken anything from you? Like, did they refuse?
No.
That's good.
We've had to fight for some things that they were trying to fight us on. Mm. And then, oh my God, in Mexico, our sound guy got his passport stolen at the airport. By an airport employee who held it ransom until he like went and got cash out to give this guy. This is Mexico. An airport employee.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, no offense to Mexico. But that's, you know, you got to have money in your sock and then have money to bribe the cops when you go down to Mexico.
Are you? TJ, so. It happened.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. That's awful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How much money did he pay for it?
I think it was like, it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
I forget what it was like with the exchange, but I don't know. I don't know.
What an awful human.
But yeah. Like, it was so shady. And there were so many other shady, we've had so many other experiences. You know what? Traveling in Australia, though, kudos to you, Australia, because they do not charge. There's a media rate for flying in Australia. You can fly with gear and they don't charge you a single penny because they want people to come to Australia because it's so expensive for the artists to come to Australia to do performances. Mm-hmm. So they actually like give them like a media pass. So we didn't pay. I mean, yes, it was a pain in the ass to fly with all of our luggage.
Sure.
But because Australia is so big and the big cities are so spaced out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they do it as like an incentive for artists to actually come out and perform. So kudos to you, Australia, for actually making it nice to travel in and perform in your cities. You guys rock. Wow.
Y'all heard it here first. That's where my tour will start. Yeah. I'll start there. It's easier.
Where did you fly to Australia from?
I mean, from LA.
Oh, we went. Damn. So you had that 16-hour flight, eh?
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, we started in Brisbane and then did Sydney and Melbourne.
Yes.
And
you do LA?
No, we didn't. But maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll go.
I've been to Australia twice and I love it.
Because I know that there were a bunch of fans in Perth that wanted us to also come out.
Yes.
And we didn't get that far over. But because the dates we did in Australia were so successful, we're hoping that they'll have us back out.
Sweet.
Wow. So, that's so cool.
Queensland is cool too.
Yeah, I had been to Brisbane and Cairns before, but okay. I hadn't been to Melbourne or Sydney, but we were only there for a day each, so I didn't really get to see or do anything.
Nice.
That's usually what tour is, though. It's like you're just one thing to
Everybody's
the next.
Everybody's like, you get to go all over the world. I'm like, yeah, but I was like working.
Mm-hmm.
And like any of the time off was I was asleep on a plane or on a bus.
I had the privilege of going there because of Hard Rock Cafe.
Nice.
To help open up the Sydney Hotel, but to train the bartenders there. So me and another person from Niagara Falls, a Hard Rock, won the bartender side of it. So we had 2 weeks, and it took us one day to train. So we had, he's like, all right, mate, what do you want to see? I was like, I want to see everything. It's like, all right, we're going to take Dan to Gold Coast and blah, 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 Disney, Melbourne, Perth. I'm like, sweet. Done. It was great. Absolutely beautiful. I want to go back.
I loved Australia. It was so, everybody was so nice.
Super nice.
And everything was so, I don't want to say like westernized, but like after having done the tour in Europe where like a lot of the venues we're playing are converted older buildings and things. So there's like no AC and no like showers or...
Oh yeah.
Especially when I'm clothing these guys in like 20 pounds of like lights and black clothing under heavy stage lights and stuff. They sweat a lot. And then to not have any AC. There were paramedics like stationed at some of our venues in Europe because the kids in the crowd were passing out.
Oh no.
It was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Yikes.
Some of those venues were way too hot.
Yeah.
Just install AC.
That's why. Yeah, I never would have thought about that, huh? That's
crazy. Yeah. For all the people that they had at some of these venues working like additional security to pass out water and additional security to like pull these kids out of the crowd and the paramedics to be stationed there and be ready for these poor kids passing out. It was like with all the money you're spending on these people to be here to help situate the overheating crowd. Why not just pay the $15,000, the $20,000 to install AC in your building?
How old is the place though?
I mean, like, we've played so many buildings.
If
but,
it's historic, there's things that they can't change from modernize it.
It just seems like they were paying so many people to be there. And I'm like, can we not just get some AC in here?
Yeah, you'd think safety would trump history, I suppose.
If you go to Europe and get an apartment, you got to buy a stove, a toilet. You got to buy all that stuff we get for free here in America. But over there.
I don't know about free, but.
Well, no, but it comes with the apartment. There you buy a flat. It's just a room. It's just a room and everything else, sink, you name it. You have the pipes to connect it all, but it's just...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm good here. I'm not a contractor.
Same. You know, this is great. It's great here. No complaints.
Sometimes.
Well, a lot of complaints. Yes.
Southern California is nice. Yeah. Everywhere else.
But yeah, in Australia, like they had all, because everything is fairly newer mm-hmm. in Australia, they had a lot of those amenities that we were taking for granted in Europe. It was crazy.
So how many tour stints have you done? Like you said, you're about to start the U.S. one.
Yeah, and we did a U.S. tour last year, too. Oh, so wow. We already did this once. It's much bigger this year. So it was like 3 weeks last year, and it's 6 weeks this year.
That's so dope.
That's crazy.
And I'm taking a break in the middle of it to come home for Halloween with my kiddo.
Yeah.
So I'm ditching them for a few concert days.
Heck yeah.
But,
you need a little vacation or back to normalcy, and you know.
I just want to go trick-or-treating with my baby.
Yeah.
I miss trick-or-treating.
Well, you can just come over to my place and you can help me pass out candy.
Yeah, like
last
year.
It's not the same as being a kid. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of people?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so jealous. My house is up on a hill and so we don't get any trick-or-treaters.
But you have a little one that
I know, so I'm going trick-or-treating with her, but we go to a different neighborhood because our neighborhood is like... kind of crickets.
So you can come to mine. I think I'm probably just gonna have like a not even like a party here, but just like whoever has nowhere to go on Halloween, I might just come over here.
We usually go over to a friend's house who also has little kids, and then we go out trick-or-treating with them. Yeah. So we might do that, but yeah, it's always fun to take the kiddos out trick-or-treating. They get so excited.
Yeah. My whole neighborhood is like a lot of people in the community in the like creative art space. Like I live next to a producer and like he's got three kids. So like I actually texted them last year and was like, what is it like on this street? Like, are there people? Is there not? What's the go-to? So luckily it's a really great neighborhood. Everyone's super nice. So yeah, it was... I don't know, Cosmo, would you say it was busy last year? It was busy enough.
There was a lot of cool costumes, a lot of cool parents. It was really cool.
We even like decorated my car in the driveway. Like we threw a spider web over it. So it looked like my car got caught in a spider web. Like it was a whole stupid thing. And I love Halloween.
I wish I could do like more of that, but I don't think anybody would appreciate it in my neighborhood because our neighborhood's so quiet for Halloween and it's so dark.
Burbank is where it's at. Burbank has all the cool stuff.
Those streets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've already seen somebody post the whole like these are the houses that you should go see this year, and I'm already like yep, I'm going. I'm gonna go.
I love
that.
There's one by my friend's house that we go trick or treating with that does like the crazy like timed light shows for Christmas and for Halloween, and it is epic.
Cool. It's epic.
I wish I had some of that energy. Yeah. I decorate my house though. Like my house is nice and decorated, but the exterior not so much.
Part of me wishes I was that, but also like. I don't even want to know what they go through. Like the bill, first of all, is probably so expensive. But then also like, I don't know, like stalkers, like people that are like fans of your house decor. Like, I get a little concerned for them as somebody who has, you know, not quite stalkers, but, you know.
Stalker adjacent.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to make a giant target on where I live, you know. Yeah, it's not. Not exactly what I want to do.
Obsessed people. Let's just put it out there. I'll say it.
I mean, people get crazy on the internet, man.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why I have Cosmo as my guard dog. He keeps me safe. He really do. But I think that's like such a fun, like, I'm so glad that they're letting you like have Halloween off.
And, well, they're so sweet. Well, we don't have a show on Halloween. So everybody's actually going to have Halloween itself off. I'm just going to ditch a few days early to go hang out with fam.
That's got to be hard to balance. Like, because you're, how old is she now?
She's three.
Three? Like, oh, she's so little.
My little baby. Yeah. She's getting so big. She's in preschool now.
No, really? That's when time starts going fast.
It is. It is already going fast. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. But
it's tough.
It's fun. Yeah. But luckily, John, my husband, is amazing, and he's just the best daddy ever, and he just picks up.
John rocks.
He just picks up the slack that I leave with all of my crazy work. It's not like I'm going to turn down these great work opportunities when it's they're fun. There, especially when like the film industry has been so bad the last many years.
Yeah. And it's only getting worse.
Like, I was hoping that like with the the tax incentive bills that it was going to get better, but it hasn't started maybe really last yet. Year?
I was going to say, year? Are those still in proposal though?
I thought he signed them.
He did sign okay. them. I think they were asking for an increase. Mm.
I don't know, but I want work to come back to LA.
Same.
Everybody else, like all the other, everything's being filmed in like the UK, Canada. Hmm. Like nothing's being filmed, even in Georgia. Like yeah. it's crickets. So it's just.
That's what I heard too, because we were there for a Dragon Con.
Well, because it's and all everybody... the same unions and stuff, because it's all American unions and things like that. So, I mean, they're all fighting the same battles with the, hmm. yeah, the different.
Marvel's gone out of Georgia. They're in Europe now.
Yeah.
Ugh. But don't they it's not want to ship all their gear? Like, don't they just want to stay here?
Studios.
They got sound stages out there now, don't they?
I know, but I heard too that there's like a shortage of creators and stuff in the UK because there's just not as big of a population yeah. of people. So it's just like dang. They're constantly like they're getting too much work, and mm-hmm. we're getting none of it.
Yeah.
Bring it back to LA, please.
Well, you know what? The thing about that is the underground, the short films of it all. Like those festivals now this year have been like
I've been doing a lot of short films.
Yeah.
Packed. Just like, but they're all like self-funded and stuff. They're not yeah. like being funded by like a bigger production
right.
yeah.
Company, which sucks because they're not getting the money they need to like really make them like showstoppers.
True. Mm-hmm. But it's a good freaking...
A little more guerrilla filmmaking kind of thing is happening
them,
right
a
now.
A lot of them are good. Like I went to the one that just happened at the Man's Chinese Theater, but Vera won one.
Oh no way!
Yeah, for her. God, hold on. Apocalypse Love.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, but it was that. Packed. It was like I went to go see a bunch of them. I'm like, are you sure this is like? This got to be people that worked like that lost their jobs that no longer has yeah. like they have all the equipment at home, so they're making these beautiful, beautiful movies, just like mm-hmm. your movies. Your movie was absolutely quality, nice. Absolutely amazing. But it's just like that. I'm like, these are coming out of other people's pockets, and I'm like.
Yeah.
This is the movement. This is the exploitation, like, you know, trauma film era. It's coming back. It's coming mm-hmm. back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of horror stuff
yes.
coming out right so now. Like, horror. Especially with like that guerrilla filmmaking style where we're kind of like, I don't know, rushing to get it done or mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
No permits.
No permits. Let's just get the shot just and go.
Fast. Go fast.
Just get the shot and run.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm on a set right now that's doing that. And honestly, it's so much fun. Like, oh, I wish I was getting paid for it. But like, also part
that's,
of me is
that's
like.
That's the whole thing. I just networking. Did one too that was just like, it was all favors for friends and stuff. Because mm-hmm. like nobody's got the fundraising for it right now. No. It's just so hard to be
yeah
making that money.
Well, I will say my project, I paid everybody and I paid them all really well. And it all came from me, like it, which is feels good, but it also, it was so expensive.
Yeah.
Like people don't understand that, like even just a short film to enter into a film festival, mm-hmm. you not only have to supply them with a film, it has to be in the right format, which costs money to format it in the right, correct way. You have to have a poster made for it, which means you're hiring a photographer, somebody to do some graphic designing to make it look great, which for me, that was two separate people that I had to pay. I now just found out I have to cut a trailer from it. So I have to hire another person to cut a trailer of my short film and to submit costs money. Like every time I turn around, it's another fee, another person. And truly, I'm trying to get to the place of gratitude with it where it's like, it's another connection. It's another networking opportunity to meet somebody who could possibly help me later on. But it's expensive.
It is.
Like my short film, I set aside, I'll just be honest, I set aside $10,000 to make it and we've gone far past it.
Yeah.
It's insane. So
yeah, it's crazy seeing some of those budget worksheets of like what all the money goes to and stuff. Yeah. But I mean, also just when you're making it in the US and you're paying people what they're worth, like it adds up so quickly. It mm-hmm. adds up so quickly. So kudos to you for writing those checks.
Yeah. It was worth it. It was worth it. Like once we start hitting like submitting it, like once the last step is getting that trailer cut. So then once I have that, I can officially then submit. But I've been saying that for like 4 months because it's like all of a sudden there's a new thing you have to have. It's wild.
Yeah. I feel that way with like social media stuff too. I'm just like, I can't keep up, man. I just can't keep up.
Mm. I know, right now. And it's also awful on social media right now. So there's no good views anywhere. Like
Delulu.
Yeah. it's a ride, you know, like it all ebbs and flows. I'm just ready for the flow to come back.
Yeah.
Where's the flow?
I mean, we just need the workflow to come into LA and the United States as a whole. But come on, we're Hollywood. Why is Hollywood crickets?
Yeah. And why is the city garbage? Like, it's so bad.
It's always been garbage.
It needs to be clean. Well, I mean, okay. I mean, like, there's just trash everywhere. It reeks. It smells, you know, like it's.
I blame on everyone that has a freaking dog in the city. Just go somewhere and meet people. And they're living in apartments with big dogs. Like, why? Like, why?
It's we so just need sorry. To do a cleanup of Hollywood.
Like, yeah. They do that during the Oscars.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to live at like Hollywood and La Brea. Oh my God, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy living over there.
Like fun or crazy? Like just hectic.
Terrible. As soon as my lease was up, I got the out.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
it was crazy living in Hollywood. Yeah. But it was also before it got so bad. Like it wasn't nearly as gross as it is today.
That's bad.
But like I remember when Oscars season came, I walked up to like where they had like the roads blockaded. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Like they clean up in time for those things to film.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you it's not cute.
You watched that and I'm like, that's not how Hollywood looks all the time.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. But I mean even not like Hollywood as just like that area, but like Hollywood as like LA and like the film industry and stuff. Cause I mean, the film industry spans all over the Metroplex. Well, it's not just.
Yeah. When the film industry hurts, the restaurant.
Yeah, everything trickles
bars,
down.
Bars, everything. Lucky enough, I work at a sports bar where it's now the sports are
in
season.
Sports picking up.
Sports picking up, but like regular bars on Hollywood Boulevard that don't do anything like that or just theme bars, it's hurting. Hurting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, nobody has money to blow it on alcohol and.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's getting sweeter too, the alcohol. It's like liquid diabetes. But anyways, that's just my opinion.
My favorite. I like it sugary though.
Okay. I like it bitter like my soul.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Go to drink? What do you got?
Ooh, I'm a gin drinker. So I do like a gin martini classic.
Okay.
Gin martini. Ooh.
You're really classy.
Yeah. Ooh. I like to just like hold it and like really fancy lady. Yes.
I love that. Ooh, I'm trash. I like Moscow Mule. I'm so trash, but like, I don't care. I know what I am.
you're not
about
trash.
You? What's your favorite drink? What's your
go-to? Old fashioned. A really good old fashioned. Anything whiskey, I'm down. Anything else? Nah, can't do it.
I'm a wine drinker. I'm a wine snob and a gin drinker. That's kind of like where I'm at.
Gin.
Yeah, gin and wine.
Gin and wine. Can't get into gin.
Not together. Oh, God, no. I would be so sick.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's a bad news. Yeah. I pick one or the other for the evening, depending.
Have you tried the Lady Gaga red wine Coca-Cola?
What?
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Okay, so there's Lady Gaga swears by it that if you take Coca-Cola and you mix it with red wine, I don't know what kind of red wine. I've seen people use like a darker red, and it apparently makes it taste like an alcoholic cherry Coke. Lady Gaga be like, nah, you're like,
Why would you mar a perfectly good bottle of red wine like that?
I ask Gaga, you know, she's the one who's
I guess Gaga can do whatever the fuck she wants, but I'm not.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to ruin a bottle of red like that.
I'd be willing to try it, though. I'm always down to try something once.
I guess I would try it if it was not a nice bottle of red. I'm not going to throw a nice bottle of red in some soda. That's terrible.
I've tried nice bottles of red. I've tried bad bottles of red. It all tastes the same to me.
Oh, you're not a wine snob.
I just don't get it. Either. I don't get it. I just like, and the white wine is like, okay, it tastes like the red, but just a little bit, maybe a tad bit sweeter, but not.
Hmm.
It's just, no, not for me.
That was one of my COVID projects was becoming a wine snob. I had like a whole wine group. We did Wine Wednesdays with my friend Justin, who's a sommelier His branding was Som in the Box. And he does like, we have this whole group of friends and he would tell us which wines to go get at Total Wine. So we're all drinking the same wine, but on Zoom. And so we would talk about like the different taste profiles and like, so all the different like wine varietals and the grape varietals and stuff. And we would learn all about wine. So,
wow.
So that was just kind of like what we did every week during the lockdown and just like drinking wine with our friends on Zoom and this learning about
like
wine.
This
sounds like a good horror flick waiting to happen.
A horror flick?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just drunken shenanigans for me.
Yeah. But then I feel like that's a good way to spend your COVID. I feel like not a lot of people took advantage of the time. So.
Oh, I took, I John and I doubled down on becoming hobbits during the pandemic. For sure. Yeah. Learning about wine. So we became like alcohol snobs and we gardened and grew all sorts of plants and vegetables and flowers and things. And we just like got super into gardening and homesteading, even in the middle of the city. It was so cool. I'm trying to get chickens for next year. Ooh. I want a chicken coop.
That's cool.
That's my next project.
Okay.
I just want to be a crazy chicken lady.
Okay. A wine snob, chicken lady. You're collecting like all of the titles here.
I know. I'm already a crazy cat lady.
That's great.
Cats and chickens living together. Mass hysteria.
It's true.
Well, before we get to the mass hysteria, we're actually going to take this on over to Patreon. So for those of you that are on our $10 tier, you actually got to ask Lauren some questions. So we're going to take it on over there. But before we switch, where can everybody find you on social media?
I am Lauren St. Laurent everywhere. So on Instagram it's lauren.st.laurent.
Oh, Laurent. I said it wrong at the beginning.
You can say it in many. It's Saint Laurent, Saint Laurent. Saint Laurent, depending on where you're from. Yes. But yeah, you can typically find me just by my name.
Awesome. And then Cosmo, where can everybody find you?
The Cosmo Network and The Cosmo Show and Fan Film Reactions.
Woo! And of course, you can find me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official, with the blue check mark. And also, you can find Delulu Canoe on Instagram. There's a lot of you following me on my personal one, but it'd be really cool if you went and followed the Instagram for this show. That'd be super cool. And if you went and joined us on Patreon. So we will see you all over there. Don't forget to subscribe, share with your friends, and make sure to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye!